Hello, this is Mull speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 16th of April 2016, and this is the 343rd Mull Out Loud podcast. I feel as if that number ought to be higher because I've started this podcast four times now. I seem to have talked myself into a bit of a corner, and so I'm starting again. I have just come back from North Hobart, which is a sort of suburb, I suppose, of Hobart, where there are a lot of cafes. And I've just been meeting a writing friend, and we've been talking about writing, which was a great way to visit my writing today. Usually I'm actually working on the writing, and it just felt like a good combination of it being a bit Saturday-like, and also, but also still keeping my hand in on with my writing. I have, as you know, been working on the idea of working Tuesday to Saturday, and then having Sunday and Monday off. So it wasn't really an off afternoon, but today started very, very early at 4:30, because I had an early webinar, and I was feeling quite sleepy after lunch. And so walking into North Hobart and having a cup of tea and a chat was probably the best way I could use my time and energy. And it was a really enjoyable discussion as well. The early morning webinar was a verbal to visual one, and these webinars are great because of the sense of community in them. And today we were trying to draw our ways through brain dumps. So we were trying to work out ways of putting things down, whether it was on cards or whether it was on one sheet, whether it was on the wall, whether we did it with drawings or writing or headings or arrows. And I realised what I was doing was actually brainstorming rather than brain dumping, in that I was beginning to create sort of mind maps and looking at the next step, which is what I always seem to do. I always seem to go on to the next step before providing the foundations. It seems to happen with almost everything I do. So I need to really get my mind around the idea of reverse engineering. Whenever I think of a task that needs to be done, I need to work my way back to see what actually needs to be done before that task can be achieved. So although I did the wrong thing, really, it was really useful to see what everyone else was doing and look at what the difference was between those two things, because I think I had been quite unclear that there was a difference. And I do think brain dumps are extremely useful processes. So that's going to be a little something in my pocket next time I feel as if I've got too much in my head. But the other thing that happened this week that was also, I've showed you earlier in the week, I posted my empathy map of my character, my whiteboard picture that I had. I can't remember what day I actually did the drawing, but I took it along, not the whiteboard, but photographs of it, to a writer's group, on a novel writing group, on Thursday night. And I was really anxious about producing this rather than actual writing. It felt like a very public way of showing my process. And I needn't have worried, actually. It worked very well. And each of the people at the meeting had such a different take on well, has such a different take on writing. They have very different strengths. And so I had one person who was quite looking at the psychology, and I had somebody else who was looking at the structure, and somebody else who was very intuitive about what might unfold. And then I met someone immediately afterwards who felt as if they might maybe in the actual emotional turmoil that my main character is. So that really gave me some insights into how their thoughts would unfold, or her thoughts would unfold in the book. So it's a combination always of asking people the right questions at the right time and observing how people are. It was a much more useful, well, no, I shouldn't say much more useful, but it was more useful than it would have been for me to try and get something written because I needed to share it. I felt it was a really valuable thing to do. And I've been thinking a lot about why I find these meetings so stressful, and or this idea that I'm going to have to present something so stressful. And it is partly because I had quite a difficult time as a child in a place where I couldn't speak the language, and really got a lot of ridicule for the way I presented written work. And I do remember trying to present a picture instead of writing at one point, and the teacher was so angry. I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, and then somebody from the verbal to visual community had decided to visually represent the answers to some interview questions rather than doing them verbally, and had had such a successful response. They told her that it was the best response that they had had. Anyway, it gave me courage, which was why I took this whiteboard along on Thursday night. And I guess it's how I work, so it really felt as if it was me, and I'm really happy that that happened. And now I just need to incorporate their ideas, or not yet incorporate them, but I'm going to try and get them down on paper in a visual way as well, so that I have both the sort of empathy map drawing state of affairs that I've got already, and I also that I can keep in front of me, and then I can also have on a separate sheet. I haven't got a second whiteboard, but a second sheet I can have the visualization of the comments that they made. And I might even put that up as a photo when I've done it. I do hope that whatever work you're engaged in at the moment, that you are better able to be true to yourself more of the time than I think I am, and that you aren't worried about showing the process that is individually yours, as well, of course, as the outcome of it. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today. As always, I love the fact that you're out there, and I feel as if I'm talking to you each day. I hope you have a lovely Sunday as well, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.